Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who has 40-plus studio songs in the works. Your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC right here, right now, podcasting awesomeness here at Enchanted Hills Camp, next to the lake and the podcast tent, as always, having a great time. I got another awesome camper in here. I'm very excited to do this interview. Please, sir, tell me, who are you, where are you from, how old you are, and how long you've been coming to camp?
Aloha, my name is Ezra. I am from Honolulu, Hawaii. I am 15 years old, and this is my third year at camp.
Nice. And when you came from Hawaii, your first year, you were the only Hawaiian camper, correct?
Correct.
And then last year, you brought a whole crew.
Yes.
And we did two podcasts last year of Hawaiians, two groups. You can check that out from the 2017 podcasts, and you were part of that. We didn't get to know you, so I'm pretty excited that we're going to ask you a bunch of questions to get to know Ezra here. You also came back with another group of Hawaiians this year.
Yes.
So tell me about how you convinced these Hawaiians that they should come to Enchanted Hills Camp.
Okay. So basically, back in 2016, our organization, the people funding this trip for me, their name is Guide Dogs of Hawaii. So they called me one day, and they told me about this camp in California. And they told me if I wanted to go. So I looked it up on the internet. I looked up some, I found some videos about it on YouTube. And I told them, I was like, yes, I would love to take this opportunity and to experience, you know, something new. So July came of 2016, and I went to the airport, and I traveled to the camp independently. And then I...
Was that the first time you'd ever traveled independently like that?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
I felt nervous, but I also felt free at the same time.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Tony picked you up?
Yes.
And he brought you to camp. I remember when you arrived. Mm-hmm. How did you feel? What was going on in your mind?
Well, at that time, I was kind of homesick because it's the first time I've been so far away from my home. But then as I stayed here more longer, I got more used to it. You know, I really enjoyed myself. I really had a good time over here.
So then you went back to Hawaii, and you told your organization that you had a great time. Mm. And they said, let's send more campers, right?
Yes.
So you came with a whole group last year.
Mm-hmm.
You come with a group again this year.
Yep.
How are you deciding which campers get to come, can I ask? Because it's a different group.
Yes. For me personally, I am the head management of Guide Dogs of Hawaii. They are the ones who decide.
Okay.
Who come
excellent.
Here.
Excellent. So your third year, do you get homesick?
Little bit.
But not as much as that first year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And you also got to experience lower camp before the fire.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the new bungalows and how things are operating this summer?
I actually, you know, it's very interesting because I love the new bungalows.
Nice.
And I'm very grateful to those who helped put this all together.
Happy camp is back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, happy that you're here. I'm happy that you have kept the Hawaiian flow going, bringing these folks here. We love having you guys.
Thank you.
And you definitely are a great spokesperson for not only your community, but also your state and your heritage. I think it's beautiful. You have some great Hawaiian things that you do. You're certainly into your culture, are
yes,
you not?
Yes.
Yeah. The instruments, mm-hmm. the language, you have it down.
Thank you.
It's very nice. We like that here at camp. Diversity is great.
Mm-hmm.
So now tell me about, let's leave camp for a little bit and talk about the organization, the Guide Dogs of Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah. what you were interested in podcasting. We did it last year. You're doing it again. We just had a little conversation about what you're doing with your organization. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So back in September of 2017, Jeannie Torres, who's the executive director of Guide Dogs of Hawaii, she called me into her office and she asked me if I wanted to start a podcast network for the blind and visually impaired teenagers of Hawaii. So I agreed. And then within the past few months, we composed a team. So it's me, one of the other campers who came this year, and a few others back in Hawaii. We are part of a team who we all work together to put this whole, to begin this whole podcasting system for our state. So currently right now we have all of our equipment, all of our recording equipment, microphones, cameras, and everything we need. And then we start our first recording August 4th, and our first upload will be sometime in September, I believe.
Excellent. That's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I wish you luck on that. I look forward to hearing what you guys have in store for podcasting. I will definitely be checking that out. Is podcasting here and everything EHC help the thought process for you, figuring out what's going on?
Definitely. It helps with a lot of things. You know, even the whole talking on a microphone thing.
Yeah, it helps. It gets you used to it, right?
Yeah.
Hearing your own voice and what's going on. It's pretty cool. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Proud of you as an individual, and I'm sure everybody at camp could say the same thing, that you're a great representative for Enchanted Hills Camp. You're a nice young man.
Thank you.
We appreciate that very, very much. We like having you here a ton. So now we're going to get to know you.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about some food and beverages. Tell me about your favorite Hawaiian restaurant meal. Your favorite, let's keep away from the restaurant. If you have some homemade food that one of your family members makes, tell me about something very Hawaiian.
Okay. So in Hawaii, we have this this dish is called poi. So poi is made from pounded taro mixed with water. So poi is like the traditional Hawaiian version of Spam, because Spam is... was brought from America, but poi is like the true Hawaiian staple. It doesn't spoil. It's you can eat it, you know, anytime, and you can eat it different ways. You can eat it either more like a paste sort of way,
A spread,
or like hard. You can chew it.
Okay, gotcha. Is this something that you like?
Oh yes, I love
you love poi.
Yeah.
Is that how people transferred to Spam? Is that why Spam became so popular in Hawaii, because of the poi?
Well, I think, I'm not too sure about that.
It just makes sense,
because
you said it's kind of like Spam, so it's the traditional, so it just made sense to me that people were like, oh, this is the cheap, easy version of poi, let's eat it.
Well, basically, what I meant by that was, so poi is actually the main, it's like the Hawaiian, it's not like Spam.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's like so much Hawaiians like it, just as much as they like Spam.
Okay, I get it. I get you now. All right. The communication has come together now.
Yeah.
It's as popular as Spam.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you. Okay, all right. So, different but as popular.
Mm-hmm.
I got it now. Okay. My bad. Get the conversation back on track.
Yeah.
Maceo, come on. This is a good experience for you. This is how you get the conversation back on track after gone off the rails. You can just kind of fake some stuff. Okay. Do you have a favorite Hawaiian candy? Is there different candy there?
Yes. So there's this one thing, it's called lihimoi. It's basically like this sweet, sugary. So basically, it's like a package of sugar, but it's like sweet and sour at the same time.
I like those kind of things.
And you can put it on different things, like some American candies have it. You can put it on fruit, like pineapples.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Sounds about right. Can you give us a little, give me a little Hawaiian something, a little chant or say, give me something traditional or something you want to say to your family or friends, something that I totally won't understand.
Okay. Mama kivo e wala o yao ko ua hana e hawa yao ko mama kivo e hele mai kamalawa ma po ono ma iolai. So what I said was, I wanted to tell my family that I love you and I miss you guys, and I'll be back on Saturday the 28th.
Beautiful, beautiful. Is it Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you speak it commonly with your family?
Yes, but me and my grandparents and my siblings.
Do you speak it as your first language?
Or
do you speak Hawaiian English?
Yeah, Hawaiian English, yeah. Hawaiian English, yeah.
You try to keep it close to you, though. You try to keep it fresh, so you know you're exercising your language is
yes.
What I'm asking.
Yes, correct.
Okay. You play a flute with your nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's a traditional Hawaiian flute?
Yes, it's called a Ohe Hano Ihu, which means nose flute.
It's beautiful. You played it last year. Are you going to do something for the talent show this year?
Yes, I'm actually playing the ukulele.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So you've answered a ton of questions. You've given us some great information. I encourage all of you to check out Guide Dogs of Hawaii, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I get my information right. They're on the internet. They're on Facebook. You can find them. Do you have, let's see. Do you have a favorite? Is there a fast food place in Hawaii that's only in Hawaii? I'm sure there are like family-owned burger joints and stuff for tourists.
Yeah, there is actually. There's one called Rainbow Drive-In.
Oh, okay.
So it's like this really good. They serve a lot of local food, burgers, chili, and
nice.
Some Hawaiianized food.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there like a burger with pineapple and ham and good stuff on it? That sounds good to me.
Yeah, they have burgers with spam.
It's like, yeah, spam burgers.
In Hawaii, we have this festival, and it's only with spam products.
Oh,
just
man,
spam.
That's a little crazy.
I don't.
Do you go? Have you been?
No.
No, okay, good. Do you eat spam?
I eat it, but I don't really like it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's just there.
Yeah.
We strayed away a little bit from the normal questions we've been asking on this podcast because, you know, I love different cultures. I love when people embrace their, you know, where they're from and who they are and where their heritage is. And it's great to find out about that. You certainly certainly have a great history and you bring that with you. I like that. I like that a lot. So I got one hard question for you here before we finish up. Thank you for sharing, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Ezra. And we always look forward to having you back. Keep bringing a crew back.
Oh, yeah. Mom.
Yeah, you're going to do it, right?
Yes,
keep bringing them back?
Definitely.
You got a couple more years, and then the next thing you know, you'll be working here. What do you want all sighted people to know, Ezra?
That just because I am blind, there's really not a difference between us. You know, I can still do everything sighted people can do, except for drive, at least for now.
Yeah.
Until self-driving cars come out.
That's it. Then there won't be any issues.
Yeah.
Excellent message. You certainly are, I'll say it again, a nice young man, perfect for Enchanted Hills Camp. I hope you have the great rest of your session.
Thank you.
I wish you luck back in Hawaii with your new podcast. As I said, I'll totally be listening to what you guys are doing and support that 100%. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Ezra.
Thank you. Mahalo.
And mahalo to you, sir. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. I'm learning new languages at Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host. Thank you for listening. I got more podcasts happening all day. You know the routine. You've been listening. I am over and out.